On the Go Media proudly presents Between the Ropes with your hosts, Colt Powers and Hunter Dietz.
Welcome back to Between the Ropes. My name is Hunter Dietz. This is Colt Powers, as usual. Today we've got a very special guest for you. He is the owner and promoter for Social Experiment Wrestling, Jason Pringle. Jason, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys doing today?
Doing fantastic.
Yeah, we're doing good. We want to talk about, you got a very exciting show coming up May 9th at the Mason City High School, the Riverhawk Rumble. Can you tell us a little bit about that before we get into kind of some of the history?
Yeah, so the Riverhawk Rumble is going to be, right now we plan on, this is the biggest event we're going to have this year so far. It's a big high school gym in Mason City. And this is our first show in Mason City, and we've had a lot of engagement, a lot of people making noise online, really excited for us to come to Mason City. So we're really looking forward to it. We brought Rhino in to, Rhino decided that he wanted to come back to Social X and wrestle, and he wanted a singles match. And then when he found out Humac had just won the belt, he asked if he could wrestle Humac for the title. And so I'm going to oblige Rhino, and we're going to, so it's going to be Rhino versus Humac in the main event. So that is a really big match. That's super exciting. Rhino could walk out the Social X champion. That's amazing. Humac has just been on a tear, just destroying everybody that steps in his way. I don't know if you saw, but at Milestone, which was our anniversary event where Humac won the belt, Ethan Everhart had went up onto the corner to do his splash to finish the match. And JB Grizzly, who was managing Humac, pulled out Aztec Death Whistle and blew it and distracted Ethan. Well, when Ethan was distracted, Humac just clobbered him, took advantage of it, put him down, won the match, got the belt. So that's how he got the belt.
Wow.
So I just a general question, kind of going to the Riverhawk Rumble. Is this going to be a Royal Rumble type style or over the top rope challenge type stuff? Or what do you got? How many men are in the ring? Stuff like that.
Yeah, so this is going to be a 12-man battle royal. It's going to be Royal Rumble style where they're going to come out every couple minutes until everybody's out. And it is over the top rope.
Okay.
And what's another exciting thing is there was a lot of fan demand for the real deal, Mr. Collins, who happens to be a coach and a teacher at the school. And so we had to get him certified with the commission and everything so he could get into the Rumble and join the Rumble. So
I say he's been out of the business a little while there. He's been working with the kids. I know he coaches with the bowling team and stuff, and he hasn't been wrestling in quite a while. So I was very interested to see that TRD was coming back for a match.
I heard all about him from all the fans. You need to book TRD. And if you looked at the comments, it was TRD this, TRD that. Who is this guy? And then JB Grizzly got into it with him.
Yep.
And then kind of put him on my radar. And I said, hey, if we can get him, if he wants to do it, and if we can get him, you know, cleared with the commission, then let's put him in there and give him a shot. That should be nice. Fun.
Yeah. So you've mentioned Mr. Grizzly a couple of times now. Can you tell us? It sounds like he's causing a lot of chaos there in Social X.
Yeah, he has been. He's been hanging out with the Bad Influence guys, and then he came in. Like I said, he blew the Aztec Death Whistle during the Humac match, and that was the first that he had been managing Humac. So he talked Humac into. It's a managerial role there. There's nothing I can do about that. But he has been. But he gets in the comments a lot and stirs up a lot of things with people and fans and the wrestlers. He works a lot behind the scenes on, I guess, formulating plans on how to get more power in Social X or, Yeah, he seems to be very busy.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I also wanted to mention to you that I went to the first Social X show. I believe it was the first it was at a bar in Reedland, Iowa. I actually went to that show. Rhino was at that show as well.
Thank you.
And it was a great time, and I got to meet Rhino. It was a fun time as a fan, and we're talking a little bit the last couple of weeks about why independent wrestling is important. Mm-hmm. Can you just tell us a little bit about in general why it's important to support some of these Iowa independent wrestling promotions such as Social X when you could just sit at home and watch wrestling on TV?
Okay, well, there's a couple reasons there. Well, first, let's just cover. This is it's an affordable thing to do. I mean, most tickets cost as much as a Red Bull and a bag of chips. You know, you walk into Casey's, you spend $15. Most tickets are $10, $15. So you're getting an affordable, contrary to, WWE having all their issues with their inaffordability.
Yeah.
These promotions, Social X and some of the other ones in Iowa, we provide affordable entertainment. You can bring a whole family out. Generally, there's hot dogs and concessions, and usually dad can grab a beer, and it's an affordable night, and you're gonna get bang for your buck. It's most shows are run about 3 hours long almost. I mean, so you just get a lot of entertainment for the amount of money that you actually spend for a night out for a family. So that's the first point. The second one is Iowa has a lot of history in pro wrestling. I mean, we have Farmer Burns, Frank Gotch. We have a very rich history of professional wrestling and just like the foundation where it came from, the Gold Dust Trio. And you go to other states like Kentucky, you go to other states like Georgia, and they relish in that history, their own history. They love it, you know. In Iowa, I feel like it's not that we don't care about it. I feel like we just don't know enough about it. Like, there's not enough people that realize that Iowa has this rich history of wrestling and is proud of it. And there needs to be more books about the stuff, you know. There needs to be, and that's just the way I feel. Because you go to Kentucky and they'll talk about some of the, the history down there. And you're like, awesome. But, Iowa had Frank Gotch and Iowa had Farmer Burns. Like, this is where Frank Gotch came from when he wrestled George Hackenschmidt. That's legendary stuff. And if you read the books of the founding, where pro wrestling started, this is where it came from. This is the heart. And I love that. And I think the fans need to, and more and more, kind of see that and love the history of the wrestling in Iowa. So, and we have legacy promotions right now where, they've been around 25, 20 years. So we've got some promotions that have rich legacy. And then if you were to go back and look at the Iowa fairs having wrestling, you would see probably almost every county in Iowa had wrestling in the early 1900s in their fairs.
Yep.
Some form of it.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely. Well, and we're talking about history in Iowa, and I think you were probably going to go to the point about what we've been doing recently with the Hall of Fame and some of this Iowa wrestling history. Did you have any?
Well, what I was kind of getting at with being so rich in the history and stuff, what was it exactly that prompted you, I mean, or even in general, what prompted you to start Social Experiment X and start a wrestling promotion?
I started Social Experiment Wrestling. I have been a fan of wrestling in general and indie wrestling for a very long time. When I was younger and I saw the first indie show ever at probably, 8 years old, and my stepdad called it baloney wrestling, and because it wasn't WWF, and I'm like, I don't care, it was at some mall, I don't care, I like this. And then I went to 75 of the first 100 Dreamwave shows. I'm a very avid Chicago wrestling fan, Dreamwave wrestling fan. I came from Illinois. We would go to wrestling every weekend, me and my family, me and my son. And when we moved to Iowa here, went to some wrestling shows here and enjoyed them. We'll go to some Revolver shows. But I just found there were some territories around Iowa that just had a little bit of a hole that could be filled. There could be more wrestling companies in Iowa.
Yeah.
And so I had been booking music and comedy for a few years, and I can do my own graphics and video editing and stuff. So I just gave it a go. Just decided with my son one day, we went to a wrestling show, and I asked him, I said, how would you feel if, you know, we started a wrestling company? Really? I think that'd be cool. So just took a lot of planning, obviously, but that's why I wanted to fill kind of the, there could be more wrestling companies in Iowa.
Do you have a home base here in Iowa that you primarily have shows at, or do you go all over the state?
Well, when I started off last year, I was very ambitious about it. And I, you know, let's go to Des Moines and let's go. And I kind of realized, you know, I should probably tighten it up a little bit. I wouldn't say necessarily a territory, but high schools, ballparks, you know, if we're invited and we have an interested high school, or we have a ballpark that's interested in having a show, then we'll probably consider it. We have a board of advisors now that we formed, so we'd bring up a show and kind of talk about, you know, the opportunity and what that would look like, and if it's something that we would want to do or not. So it's not necessarily that we're saying, you know, we have a territory and it's around this area, or, you know, the whole state is ours. It's just more of the opportunities that come up. Okay. Now, when I first started, I thought, I'm going to cover all these places. I want to go to this city. I want to go to this city. And it wears you out, and it's not realistic.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. With the upcoming show, the Riverhawk Rumble in Mason City at the high school, that's May 9th. That's going to be a big show. And, the title, match, Riverhawk Rumble, that's going to be for the number one contendership for the Social X Championship. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, it is.
And that, number one contender is going to get to challenge for the title at Ballpark Beatdown in Cedar Rapids, June 5th. So yes. This is kind of a continuing, I mean, you can go to the show in Mason City and then follow that up by going to the show in Cedar Rapids and realizing, you know, this is a continuing story. I get to see whoever it is win the Rumble, and certainly there's going to be a ton of great participants, and then they'll get to challenge for the title in Cedar Rapids. That's great.
Yes. Yep. So you can go and you can see whether it's Rhino or Humac. They will be challenged by the winner of the Riverhawk Rumble. And there's going to be 12 men in there. We have announced a few. There's a few more that we still need to announce yet to be in that. We have other big matches lined up for the night, too.
And is there anything you can share with us?
We like to have, like, they form naturally. The guys, they wrestle, and they just start having natural feuds with each other that carry on. So, yes, you can go to any Social X show, and the next show you're going to see culminations of feuds or feuds being carried on to the next show, because that's the way it works. Like, I can't control – like, I can make the matches, but I get demanded, you know, hey, I want a match with this guy. I want a match with this guy. So I try to make the matches as smart as I can. But, yes, you will always find continuing stories through Social X for sure. Yes, we have. So speaking of that, yeah. So Ryan Slade will wrestle Mason Grayskull, and this is their third encounter together. Third, yes, and it's been pretty heated. Mason last time was was threatening to have him sent back to Canada and can't wrestle in America anymore because Ryan Slade's from Canada. So it's getting kind of heated. Come on, guys, let's contain, you know, let's have this in the ring. So this would be their third match against each other. They've went 1-1 each way. Maru and CC Baker, they had a cold match, what you would call it, at the last show, Milestone. And they Maru has something to prove and wants to wrestle CC again. CC thought it was over. So that'll be another match, is CC Baker versus Maru, Ryan Slade versus Mason Grayskull. We have the Riverhawk Rumble itself. Bad Influence will be in action. Bad Influence, which is Nick Stevens and AJ O'Callaghan. They're not a tag team. They are a faction, like a vibe, right? That's what they told me. They're a vibe. Don't call us a faction. I'm like, okay. We're not a tag team. I'm like, okay. So Nick has had it out for Trevor, TTKO, who's an awesome, awesome wrestler. He got trained with Madhouse Wrestling, and he has been doing really awesome Social X. And he just has a lot of grit to him. Well, he's going to wrestle. He has wrestled Nick Stevens in the past, and he actually came out on top last time. He lost the first one. He came out on top last time, and Nick is like super pissed about it. So, but that one's going to be a tag match, and I can't tell you who TTKO, because last time Nick ended up beating down Trevor after the match, and Nick and AJ, and it took the locker room to come out and stop them guys from beating up Trevor after the match. So Trevor definitely wants to get back at it. But we're not – I know who his tag partner is, but we want it to be a surprise.
Sure. Okay. Sure, cool. Absolutely. Right. And it sounds like a lot of interesting storylines going in to this show. I do want to ask, though, we talked a little bit about the formation of Social Experiment Wrestling, but not the name. It's an interesting name. Is there any particular reason that Social Experiment or Social X kind of comes about?
Well, Social X, just because I just thought to myself after I named it Social Experiment Wrestling, like, I didn't want the initials XXW or anything SEW. I thought, I wonder if I could get Social X over.
Yeah.
And it worked. So Social X is kind of the short name for it. Social Experiment Wrestling is just kind of it kind of evolved from a idea for a music show that I was developing. And so I have a lot of different ideas for the shows that I have produced, comedy, music. Even my music shows have names like wrestling events. So I had just a lot of branding ideas that I had kind of locked away. And it just came down to maybe three different names. There's no real like experiment behind it. It's just more of like a branding decision.
Sure.
Yeah.
In order to, you talked about being a big fan of indie wrestling when you were a kid and wanting to expand that across Iowa. I'm just curious, is there anything specific that you remember? You did mention a couple of promotions, but is there anything specific you remember that stands out to you as like, this was my favorite wrestling as a kid? These were my guys. This was what I watched.
As a kid, yes. I can remember Black Scorpion and Ric Flair, or Sting and Black Scorpion wrestling, and it ended up being Ric Flair. And so, and I would also watch WWF though too, and so you'd see the jobber matches on. And I would say Ultimate Warrior stuck out, and Hulk Hogan were kind of what got me into the love of wrestling. Just overall, the story of, you know, Earthquake was coming in as the bad guy. The first ones that I can remember wrestling Hulk Hogan. So that's just kind of the love there. The indie wrestling came, like I said, I didn't know wrestling existed beyond WWF and WCW, what you saw on TV, until I saw it in the mall one day, and I didn't know the guys. This guy's name is Turbo. I'm like, cool. Again, stepdad said, this is baloney wrestling. I don't care. It's still cool. You know, this is awesome. And like realizing that existed. And then I guess the next time that I got to see a show, I was probably 17 or 16, and I went to Peoria, Illinois for an HWA show, a Heartland Wrestling Association show.
Okay.
And so I got to see them in Peoria, Illinois. And again, like, it just built on my love for wrestling. And when I found Dreamwave, oh man, that got me into the love of the stories, the presentation of it all. Like, they turned that the Casey Hall into just this awesome like arena that's so old school feeling. You know, if you've ever been to a Dreamwave show, there's nothing like it. So yeah, that really just set my love off for indie wrestling. I got to really just like get to know who the guys were in kind of the early 2010s, late 2000s. Started paying attention a lot more to ROH and other promotions. Chikara, I love Chikara. I'm a big Chikara mark. I absolutely love the Colony, any of the Chikara guys. I've seen Chikara plenty of times. ROH, obviously. So yeah, just I love all that stuff.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. And I kind of chuckled when you started talking about the wrestlers as a kid, because you mentioned the Ultimate Warrior and Sting and Hulk Hogan, and we just did an episode of this show about a month ago where we went through Colt's favorite wrestlers, and it was damn near the same list as what you said.
I think you and I get along real well when we're talking about Sting, Flair, Warrior.
and we do want to be respectful of your time, Jason. If you have any other thoughts,
I am curious for the upcoming show. We've got a lot of indie wrestlers. We've got Rhino, who's a fairly big name. Do you guys, or will there be like a meet and greet for people to meet these wrestlers? Or is it just a show you come in, you watch, and leave? What do you guys normally do?
So we will open the doors at 6 o'clock and give everybody an hour to come in and meet and greet with the wrestlers, meet Rhino, meet the other wrestlers, get your pictures taken. There will also be an intermission, but 6 o'clock is your chance to kind of get in there and get first pick at merch and kind of find your seat and all that. We're going to start. So kind of, we go back to where I said, I wanted to get Social X over and not SXW. Well, I feel like in Social X, we don't want to call it pre-show anymore. It's going to be called XP, experience points, XP, right?
Yep.
And that actually, the XP shows will be the only ones that will go online the next day live. Like, we'll put them online. Oh. And we're actually going to try to start live streaming them. We don't know if we're going to do it in May. But we typically, the Social X shows don't come out. They come out couple matches at a time on X tapes is how we've been releasing them. But the XP matches, so if you're in an XP match and it's a pre-show, right, but we're going to call it XP from now on.
Okay.
Then you'll be online the next day. Your match will. Yeah. So that's it's an incentive to be on that, to get in there and when everyone from 6 to 7, when everyone's meeting and greeting and stuff, it's a chance to get in there and show your skills. Might be a cold match against somebody you don't have a beef with or you've never wrestled before. You know, get a couple of guys in there and that'd be your chance to show what you got and be on the internet the next day on YouTube and on our website.
Very cool.
So we do plan on having at least one XP match too.
Great.
To get, wow. get the crowd warmed up.
I like that. That's an awesome idea. I like that.
That's great. And then just my final question for you was, when you're looking at this May 9th show, Riverhawk Rumble at the Mason City High School, it's going to be a great show. We're really excited for it. We're actually going to be there.
Yep.
It's going to be a really fun time. As a fan, though, take the professional side out of it. As a fan, you're going to this show as a fan. What gets you the most excited on this card?
On this card, what gets me is I want to see what Trevor, TTKO, how he's going to fare against Nick and AJ. And I'm excited to see who he has as a tag partner come out and help him. I would say, but that's me personally. That's because that's the match that, you know, I'm looking forward to. Don't get me wrong, Humac and Rhino is up there too.
Yeah.
And then the Riverhawk Rumble, man. Like, 12 guys. Like, we've got we got Mr. Collins, the real deal in it. Like, so we could have Mr. Collins could potentially wrestle Rhino at the ballpark and Cedar Rapids. That's a potential combination coming out of the Riverhawk Rumble, guys.
That could be insane, and so it's something that you're just going to have to be there to see, right? I mean,
people
got to go to this show; they got to see this.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm very excited. Like I said, I saw the promotional material online that Rhino was going to be there, and then I saw Mr. Collins starting to get some comments and stuff, and the fact that the real deal is coming back. Fun fact, when I did a very short time, I did some pro wrestling. He was my very first match at a bar north of Mason City. So he is one of my all-time favorites, especially for our area indie wrestlers. I love TRD, so I'm very excited to see him get back in the ring. So
awesome.
It's going to be a good time.
We'll have to have him out doing some meet and greets. I bet he'll have a line full of people.
He will absolutely have a line full. So looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a good time.
Really exciting. I'm really excited for it.
Absolutely. And it's going to be a great show. That's May 9th at the Mason City High School. And then following that, the ballpark beatdown in Cedar Rapids, June 5th. Jason, we really appreciate your time. And this has been a great conversation. Thank you.
Hunter, I want to thank you for coming to the initial Conflict show. That means a lot to me. And if it wasn't for the success of that show, I wouldn't be here right now today having a May 9th show and Riverhawk Rumble. Absolutely. So I thank you for the support of that first show. That means a lot to me. That was incredible. And that is what has fueled me this far.
Absolutely. Well, we're excited to come to the next one. That being said, though, we will wrap this up. Thank you so much, Jason, for Colt Powers. I've been Hunter Dietz, and this has been Between the Ropes and On the Go Media Podcast production.